If I ask, do you trust God? I'm sure all of us would say, well, yeah, of course. Of course I trust God. But do you really trust him? And I guess probably the only way we ever find out is if he intervenes in our lives some way, shape, or form and tells us to do something we really didn't plan on doing. Then we begin to see how much we trust him. So the Old Testament, the king Ahaz that we talk about, he was the king of the chosen people way back time of Isaiah, which is about 7 centuries before the coming of Christ. Now remember, the prophets had to keep alive this promise that God made to his people that one day he would send a savior. And so Ahaz the king kind of lost sight of that. You know, it's been a long time already, and no Messiah has come, so he kind of decides, well, maybe this was all a myth somebody concocted, and he wasn't really too convinced of it. So when Isaiah said, ask for something, ask for a sign, he said, no, I don't want to tempt God. But that was his excuse for saying, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. So I don't want to bother God about it. But Isaiah said, well, I'm going to give you one anyway. And he did. But then you think about Mary. You know, young married couple, they're betrothed to each other, although they had not moved into his house yet. I guess that was part of the procedure in those days. You were betrothed in a ceremony that was witnessed by others. And then during that course of that year, the groom came to take his wife to his own home. Well, she had not moved into his home yet. And so when the angel of the Lord appears to her, suddenly her life is very much changed. And how did she respond? You know, it was interesting. It was almost like immediate that she was prepared for this in her own heart for all of her lifetime. And so it seemed like for her, it was a relatively easy decision to say, yes, I will do whatever my God asked me to do. So for Mary, it seemed like a pretty simple thing. But then you look at Joseph. Joseph was what they call a just man. He was a righteous man. He knew the law of the chosen people, and he followed it as he was taught to do. Well, in the law, it says if a person is pregnant out of wedlock or before they move in with their husband, that person could be stoned to death. Well, Joseph said, I can't let that happen. What am I going to do? Can you imagine the dilemma this young man had? What happens here? I mean, I know she's a very good woman. What happened here? How is this all possible? Remember, at this point yet, Joseph had not been informed what was going on. Imagine the poor guy, all of a sudden trying to deal with this. If he follows the law, the strict law, she could be stoned. Or he could divorce her, which called for 2 witnesses, and then it would become a public thing. Or it says he could divorce her quietly, which in those cases he didn't have to give a reason. But nonetheless, she would be embarrassed because here she was alone and pregnant, and everybody's going to know there's something wrong here. So here's Joseph trying to deal with this all. And he prays. And during the night, an angel of God came to him and explained to him what was going on. He said, Joseph, it's all right for you to take Mary into your home. Take your wife into your home. It's all right. God is behind all of this. He's doing it. And we know that for Joseph then, he was ready to accept. But can you imagine the grief and the pain and the suffering that poor guy went through until he found out what was going on? So you kind of ask yourself, If God did something like that in your life, intervened some way in your life that you were not planning on, how well do you think you would handle that? How well do you think you would handle that? St. Paul was a very devout Jew, a rabbi. He thought sure Christ was all wet, and that he was teaching heresy, and that, you know, he really wasn't the Messiah, that the Messiah was going to be come in a different presence. And so he was actually persecuting those who followed Jesus. I mean, searching for them and witnessing, like St. Stephen when he was stoned to death. And we don't know how many others. But it's interesting, when God wants something, he can get it if he wants to, bad enough. And so what he did is, Saul was a very bright man, a very dedicated man. He thought he was right, like we all do. And so when he was on his journey, God got his attention, knocked him off his horse, and blinded him by a brilliant light. And all of a sudden, Saul was ready to think about this. What's going on here? And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And remember, Saul's response was, "Who are you? Who are you?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting." And that was Saul's conversion. He was able, because he was so committed to God already, he was able to accept that challenge, that responsibility. But again, I ask you, look at your own life. How many times do things happen in our lives that we don't plan on? You know, maybe you're planning a trip. Maybe you've been planning this for a long time. And 3 days before, you break your leg. How do you accept that? You can growl, you can be mad for the next 6 weeks while it's healing, or you can complain, or you can just say, well, maybe there is something else we're supposed to do. How do you handle that? Or say when sickness or a tragedy of some sort falls on you or your family or your job or whatever it may be, and all of a sudden we're faced with the fact that I have no income. How do you deal with that? Do you just kind of condemn God for, you're supposed to be looking out for me? I know a young man, and he's in many ways he's kind of flighty, but when something happens, he immediately is blaming God. Why did he do that to me? I said, what makes you think he did? Maybe it was something dumb you did that caused it. But he has a hard time accepting the fact that things happen, you know? Cars break down, that happens. Do you get mad at the car? Do you get mad at the dealer? Do you get mad? Who do you get mad at? It doesn't do any good to get mad at anybody. It's not going to fix the car. But how do we deal with those kinds of situations? Say, yesterday I had a funeral, somebody way out in the north end of town. And it was a young man, worked hard, had a very nice family. Worked hard. He had a business that required a lot of physical labor and attention. And 2 years ago, he got sick. His family said it was a struggle. It was a struggle for them because their main source of income was not there anymore. But every one of the kids picked up something so that they could help. And they helped that pull that family together. They didn't condemn God. They didn't get mad at their dad. They didn't get mad at their mom. They didn't do any of that stuff. They decided, this is something that happens. It's life. We deal with it and go on. And that's what they did. So you kind of ask yourself, do I trust God? Do I really trust him? And if I do, I can somehow really accept whatever happens. Because I know somehow he is always going to make sure that I get through it if I trust him. So you think about Mary and Joseph, how their life was suddenly changed, how St. Paul's life was suddenly changed by the apparition of God intervening somehow in their lives. It was not their plan, but it was God's plan. If we are willing to accept and embrace that and do it to the best of our ability, we will probably be rewarded abundantly for what we have done.